Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So, as I told you last week, this past week was my ushering in a new year for myself, a new year of life. It was the week of my birthday. So yesterday, which was Saturday, I spent the day with my family. The women in my family, we all decided to get together and go to San Francisco and have a spa day, where we treated ourselves to spas at the Burke Williams Spa. And that was actually my first time going, and it was so good. I still feel very relaxed today, especially in my shoulders, and I'm trying to be aware more of my posture. It was a really, really good experience. I had the Burke traditional signature massage, and I left out of there just feeling so free, very light. My skin felt amazing. And after I did participated in some of the amenities like the steam room, the sauna, the jacuzzi, it was just a beautiful day with family. And some of the younger women in my family had not experienced a real spa treatment before, so I said, let's do it. That's one of those things where if it's on your list and it's on your radar to do, sometimes you just got to do it. You just got to make it happen. So we made it happen for them, and that was amazing for me. Although I had been to traditional spas really honestly all over the world, I still felt good about having this experience for my birthday because it was a first time experience for some of the women in my family. So that was amazing. And I think that that experience just felt so good and opened me up in so many different ways. And on the way home, I actually posted this quote on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Instagram, which is just Switch, Pivot, or Quit if you don't know. And the quote, I think, is by a woman by the name of Lisa Lamla. And I only say I think because I tried to do a little research for you guys and figure out exactly where the quote came from. And it is pinned on her Twitter, which is just of her name, Lisa Lamla, L-I-S-A-L-A-M-L-A. So I think it's her quote. And if it's not, oh well, we'll just call it unknown. But until now, until we figure out otherwise, let's say it's her quote. So the quote was, and the quote that I posted on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Instagram was, the woman you're becoming will cost you people, relationships, spaces, and material things. Choose her over everything. And so many of you connected with this quote just in the same way that I did. And why do we all connect with this quote so much? I think it's because we're all in the process of growing and becoming the woman that we desire to be every day of our lives. We're learning who we want to be and how we want to be treated and received in this world. We're learning what we like and dislike, what we prefer and can do without. We're also learning a lot more about ourselves as well and our expectations. We're learning that material items don't define us. We're learning to let go. And sometimes I find it so beautiful that in the midst of all of that, we're also learning to love. And not just others. We're not all just learning to love others. We're also learning to go inside and learning to love ourselves. That's what choosing her over everything is. It's learning to love yourself. And when you truly love you, then your light, it can't be dimmed. Your shield of goodness, it can't be penetrated. Nor can your core be shaken. You have an internal confidence that's unmatched when you choose you over everything, when you love yourself. But see, we're all still working towards that. It's a process for us. And that's why so many women, I think, gravitate to these types of words in a quote such as this, because we know that we're working towards this. We know that we're working towards being a better woman every day. And some of us just have to remember to give ourselves a break, because this is a process. And this is the stuff that they don't teach us. This is that real life-ish that's hard to teach. The stuff that truly, only if you're lucky, some woman of wisdom has tried to pour into your life early and get you acclimated with this whole self-love, self-development concept, and put it on your radar before it really starts to hit for you. And I'd say I feel like it really starts to hit in your mid-20s. That's when you start to recognize the importance of some of the larger things in life and realize that maybe you don't need all the people in your life that you thought you needed, especially the people that might be causing you turmoil and confusion and drama and all of that stuff. I feel like that's the age where you really start to get curious about who you are and to start to go deep about who you are, and absolutely the age where you start to make or start to ask yourself questions about switch pivoting or quitting, who you want to be, where you want to be in this life, and what really sort of matters to you. So it's that time where there's transition happening, right? And transition is happening because you're starting to realize to choose yourself. And that self-development is an integral part of you choosing yourself. And this stuff that we're working on daily, it's that stuff that queens are made of. Queens who have crowns with flawless jewels. Not flawless because they're without error, though, but flawless because they have withstood the pressure. Okay? Now, becoming your best woman, it takes time. We have to let our goodness bake into our souls and rise up to the top like a sweet, fluffy loaf of bread. You can't get those results from a microwave. So we can't rush it. Our goodness, the best woman that we are trying to be, it can't be microwaved. We have to nurture those relationships around us, the ones that feed into you becoming the best you. We also have to pour into those around us, those that you can see needed and those that you might not be able to tell they need it, but you just pour into them because that's what you feel on your spirit. And above all, we have to be kind to one another, because you never know where someone else is at in their journey. Because all of this is a journey for all of us. And we have to just be mindful of that. It's our journey. We're choosing ourselves. We're making ourselves a priority. We're learning to love ourselves on deeper levels every day. We're learning to appreciate ourselves. And we're learning to just be the best woman that we can possibly be. Thank you so much for spending time with me again on this 7-Minute Sunday. And I hope you have an amazing week ahead. And just thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for hanging out with me. And thank you for all that you do to make this world even better on a day-to-day basis. As always, ladies, keep killing it.